Leafs Converts hockey people, what is up? This is the Leafs Convo podcast. I'm Norman James, creator of this hockey-obsessed project. The pod has been Mike and I since the beginning, but we are beginning now to add crew to the movement. Our first acquisition, a slick dude committed to the game. I like to call him the Prospect Prince, Kyle Outridge. He's been helping you get acquainted with players in the Leafs pipeline since before the draft. Now the Prince is overseeing a new land filled with players he's watched rise through the ranks. We're taking the take to the reigning Calder Cup champs, and we'll be doing it all season long. Here's Kyle Outridge with the take on the Toronto Marlies.
The Toronto Marlies season is officially underway. The Calder Cup banners have all been unveiled at the Coca-Cola Coliseum. The Marlies have won one game so far out of their first three. All three games were high-scoring contests, and the Marlies were able to keep pace through all of them. The notables for the Marlies so far, Timothy Liljegren has one goal through three games. Liljegren has looked good. He's had times where he's had some rough periods, but he's looked confident, and I'd look to see how he progresses with the season getting underway. Another notable, of course, Trevor Moore. He stood out for the Marlies so far. Three goals in three games. He's looked dominant. He's looked confident. He's looked strong. He's really been good for the Marlies offense so far this year. Next up, I got Dmytro Timoshov. He has three assists through the first three games. He is a minus five if you like to look at the plus minus stats. However, I'm pretty sure, like with a lot of the Marlies games being so high scoring, there is a few other guys on the team that probably are sitting around the same plus minus to start the year. Next up, I got Andreas Borgman. He has one goal and one assist for 2 points. He's looked good. He's also struggled a little bit with the defensive game, but he has looked good. Look for him to round out his game as the season kicks on. Next up, I got Cali Rosen. One goal, three assists for 4 points in three games. He's been dominant. He's looked hard and strong. He's played well. He's been creating chances. He's looked dominant ever since coming back from Maple Leafs camp. Next up on my list, I got Carl Grundstrom. He has one goal, two assists, and 3 points in three games. Scoring has not been an issue for the Marlies. Stopping the goals has been. So Grundstrom, you know, his offensive stats are looking good, but we need for the Marlies to be able to stop some pucks and stop some entries for the other teams. Pierre Engvall has one goal and one assist for 2 points. Engvall has stood out to me. He's looked fast. He's looked strong with the puck. I'm looking for him to produce in bunches this season. And then we got goaltender Kasimir Kaskisuo. He's allowed 8 goals in 2 games. Kaskisuo, in his defense, didn't have much help at times. He did look good when he needed TB in the season opener for the Marlies. Made some key saves, and it's his job to lose. So I look for him to play well as the season continues. That's my Marlies notables, and that's the first 3-game recap.
If you want to talk Marlies, Leafs, prospects with the Prince, get at him on Twitter, at Kyle Outridge TLC. It's his new handle. Mike and I have our next podcast coming at you so soon, you've got to be ready for it. For KO, I'm NJ. Thanks for listening to the Leafs Convo.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.